This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations was forced to stop deliveries of food and other necessities in Gaza and warned of the growing possibility of widespread starvation after the internet and telephone services collapsed in the besieged enclave because of a lack of fuel. Israel announced Friday that it will allow a very minimal amount of fuel into the besieged territory daily, but the shipments appear to be far less than what the UN has said is needed. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell urged Israel on Friday not to be consumed by rage and its response to last month's Hamas attack as Israeli forces wage war in Gaza.
A horror doesn't justify another horror. And the best friends of Israel are the ones who ask them not to be driven by rage.
On his first visit to Israel since the October 7th assault, Borrell sought to express solidarity with his host and reflect an international concern about Palestinian civilian casualties as Israeli forces seek to destroy Hamas in Gaza. His balancing act also reflected an attempt to stick to a middle ground acceptable to all 27 EU countries. Ukraine's Kharkiv region has started building underground schools. The heavily fortified structures will allow children to return in person learning.
Schools in the eastern region, which borders Russia, had to resort to online learning after the February 2022 invasion. Kharkiv is frequently targeted by Russian missiles, drones, and artillery. The governor reported on Thursday that in 24 hours, three different districts had been struck. The chief district architect, Anton Korotovsky, said two schools are currently under construction. He added that more of these schools, which act as bomb shelters, will be planned by the end of the year. The buildings will be equipped...
That's Reuters' Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has ended the immediate threat of a government shutdown, signing a temporary spending bill a day before much of the government was to run out of money. The bill maintains existing funding levels and pushes a fight with congressional Republicans over the federal budget into New Year, when GOP lawmakers in the House are vowing to exact stiff spending cuts. It splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations bills into two dates, January 19th for some federal agencies and February 2nd for others. The measure does not include any wartime aid for Ukraine or Israel, nor does it offer humanitarian funding for Palestinians. The Philippines has been rocked by an earthquake, VOA's Alexis Strope.
A powerful undersea earthquake has shaken the southern Philippines, causing ceilings and shopping malls to plunge to the ground as shoppers screamed. No tsunami warning is in effect. Officials say they are investigating reports of one death. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.7 quake was located 16 miles from Burias at the southern tip of the Philippines. Videos on social media showed ceilings falling at two large malls as pillars swayed and people cowered and shouted in fear. The malls announced temporary closures. The Philippines experiences regular earthquakes and volcanic eruptions due to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the ocean. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The new U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he is publicly releasing thousands of hours of footage, some of it with sensitive material from the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
We have a breach of the Capitol! Breach of the Capitol!
Some of the video has already been released by the congressional committee that investigated the 2021 attack at the Capitol. But House Speaker Mike Johnson's move will make the sounds and sights public. He says it will provide millions of Americans and criminal defendants the ability to see for themselves what happened that day. Some 40,000 hours of footage is expected to be posted over the next several months, although he says some faces will be blurred and clues about the building would be withheld. Critics have warned the videos show how the rioters breached the building and the routes to get lawmakers to safety. Information they say should be withheld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
One of Haiti's most vulnerable and impoverished communities is recovering from a gang attack that targeted a hospital serving as a lifetime or lifeline for many. The latest attack in the capital, Port-au-Prince, was a show of defiant force and violence that continues to overwhelm a crumbling government that requested the immediate deployment of an international armed force more than a year ago and has yet to arrive. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.